I'd like to next introduce Paramount Mayor Isabel Aguayo, representing the League of California Cities.
Good morning. My name is Isabel Aguayo, and I am the mayor of the City of Paramount, an all-female city council in Los Angeles County. I am here today to speak on behalf of the League of California Cities, which is proudly sponsoring this measure on behalf of the 482 cities throughout our state. My city is home to over 53,000 residents in Southeast Los Angeles County, and largely consists of underserved, low-income Latino residents. We are one of many cities within the League of California Cities that voted to support this measure, and we want to do so loudly. We may not have been vocal enough in the past, but I am here to tell you that we need your help in finding solutions to fix Proposition 47. My city saw an 11% increase in petty thefts following the implementation of Prop 47 in 2018. We have since seen 47% increase in grand theft autos, which spiked in 2021. These offenders typically have a large role in repeat thefts and burglaries. We are here today to advocate for common sense solutions that help address these types of continuous and escalating offenses. I've personally heard countless times from residents I serve that they are fed up with being victims of crime. AB 1708 seeks to amend Proposition 47 in a modest but meaningful way. We certainly do not want to return to the days of over-incarceration, but reform needs to happen. Residents throughout the state deserve common sense solutions that reduce crime and increase public safety. Cities stand in proud support of AB 1708, which would give voters an opportunity to fix the unintended consequences of Proposition 47 and increase accountability for repeat theft offenders. We believe this combination will be truly effective in increasing safety and wellness in every community in the state. Thank you. I would like now to introduce District Attorney Jeff Reisig.
Good morning, I'm Yolo County District Attorney Jeff Reisig. Retail theft is a major problem that is impacting large corporate interests and small mom and pop shops across our state, and it's resulting in hundreds of millions of dollars in losses. AB 1708 is a modest proposal to address the core issue that a large percentage of the people committing this crime are dealing with addiction and they're stealing to support a habit. That's why the thrust of this legislation is not about incarceration, but it's about getting people into treatment, getting them the help they need. AB 1708 incentivizes repeat offenders to enter into diversion programs where they can get the treatment they need. So now let's talk about career criminals. As it is now, most thefts are treated as first-time offenses, even when committed by repeat offenders, many of whom have serious records. This lack of accountability leads to a continuation of the cycle of theft, and the lack of meaningful consequences of these more serious offenders only encourages more crime. According to the San Francisco Police Department, a few repeat offenders seem to be driving the city's retail crime issue. San Francisco PD data identified 116 repeat offenders in 2020, and 33% of them were rearrested by the department. In Orange County, 45% of individuals prosecuted for theft-related crimes were repeat offenders, and 23% had three or more prior convictions. This is a pattern we're seeing throughout California, including my county, right across the bridge in Yolo County, and I would urge everyone to support this type of modest reform to Proposition 47. We need help. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. My name is Alex Gamelgard. I'm the president of the California Police Chiefs Association, and I wanted to thank the assembly member for authoring AB 1708, which we are proud to co-sponsor with the League of California Cities, the California District Attorneys Association, and the California Retailers Association. Our goal and the author's goal with AB 1708 is to fix what has become a broken system that is failing to correct criminal behavior on our streets. When a person can steal again and again without facing meaningful consequences or without having to commit to rehabilitative programs, we see those individuals cycle through our criminal justice system to their own detriment and to the detriment of our communities. Police chiefs continue to see examples throughout California, individuals arrested dozens of times without a change in behavior. This creates a problem for our communities, for our retailers, and for the public. To be clear, and as you've already heard this morning, it's a small number of individuals taking advantage of this broken system, but they are causing significant damage. According to the most recent data from the California Department of Justice, the annual total value of stolen goods has grown 55% between 2014 and 2021. Furthermore, many of these individuals who may have benefited from early intervention have gone on to commit more serious and violent crimes, crimes that could have been prevented. AB 1708 would fix this problem by allowing judges to sentence repeat offenders to higher sentences or, and more likely, require them to participate in rehabilitation programs. Incarceration isn't always the answer to correct criminal conduct, and Cal Chief supports the use of alternatives as long as they require meaningful participation and are outcome-driven. AB 1708 is a common sense solution to the problems that we've outlined today. And again, we appreciate the work of the Assemblymember on our and our coalition partners in moving this bill forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everyone. I wanted to see if there are any questions for any of the speakers. Yes, well, I think if you look at the bill itself, it's clear that we're not seeking to end Proposition 47. In fact, you've heard all of the speakers talk about how this is a very modest effort to meet him halfway, to recognize that, as the mayor indicated, that we don't want to go back to the days of mass incarceration, but at the same time, we need to protect, we need to make sure that Californians feel safe in their communities. Right now, we're trying to specifically focus on repeat offenders of retail theft. The data is clear. Property crimes are up, and that, you know, we are not proposing, you know, simply to, you know, restore harsh criminal penalties that would take us back to the earlier days of mass incarceration, but that we're emphasizing these diversion programs. And so I think that the chair of the Public Safety Committee should recognize that we're trying to work with him for a common sense fix to Proposition 47. I don't know if any of the other speakers want to add to that. You know, we're going to give it our best shot. We're going to keep fighting. But I am very hopeful that, you know, leading organizations like the California Police Chiefs, like the California District Attorneys Association, and, you know, this year, the League of California Cities, representing cities, mayors, council members from throughout the state of California, you know, have come on board to say enough is enough, that we need to restore some balance. We need to have some common sense fixes to Proposition 47. And so I'm confident, along with, you know, the eight joint authors, both Democrats and Republicans, who are joining this effort, that it's only going to continue to grow. And I believe at some point, the pendulum is going to swing toward a more balanced common sense approach.
I don't have statistics specifically statewide as to how on the repeat offender side, but we do know that just looking at the California Department of Justice data, which is publicly available and reported by agencies throughout the state, that theft has increased. And then in talking to my partners throughout the state, we are seeing an increase in those repeat offenders because there's very limited amounts of interventions occurring. And so we're seeing kind of the revolving door occur.
Seeing none. Thank you very much. Thank you to everyone. Yeah, thanks, sir.